Welcome to Tech Pulse. Today, we're breaking down Aru's stunning $1 billion Series A funding, SpaceX's eye-popping $800 billion valuation target, and OpenAI's next big move. Let's dive right in.
Aru, an emerging player in AI synthetic research, has secured a Series A round valuing the company at a staggering $1 billion. This funding highlights the escalating interest in AI technologies that promise to revolutionize research methodologies. Aru's approach could significantly speed up innovation cycles, attracting attention from major investors eager to capitalize on the next wave of AI-driven breakthroughs. The valuation also signals strong confidence in Aru's potential to lead in this niche sector, suggesting a robust demand for synthetic research solutions that enhance efficiency and accuracy.
Given this massive valuation, how might Aru's growth impact the broader AI research landscape?
Aru's trajectory could set a precedent for funding in AI research startups, encouraging more investment in niche AI technologies. This might spur accelerated development across various sectors, potentially reshaping industries reliant on rapid data analysis and hypothesis testing.
Shifting gears to aerospace, SpaceX is making waves with its ambitious plans. What's the latest there?
SpaceX has informed investors of its aim for a 2026 IPO with a valuation target of $800 billion. If successful, this would position SpaceX as America's most valuable private company, underscoring its pivotal role in the aerospace sector. This move comes amid talks of a secondary sale that could further elevate its valuation. SpaceX's strategic positioning in both commercial and governmental contracts, alongside its Starlink expansion, fuels this optimistic outlook. However, the path to such a high valuation is fraught with regulatory and market challenges, demanding astute navigation by Musk and his team.
With such lofty goals, what potential impacts could this have on the aerospace industry and beyond?
Achieving this valuation could catalyze further investment in the aerospace sector, driving technological advancements and competitive innovation. It could also reshape investor expectations for profitability and growth in space exploration ventures, potentially accelerating the timeline for space-based technologies to become mainstream.
Now, let's delve into OpenAI's latest developments. What's unfolding there?
OpenAI is gearing up to launch GPT 5.2, a strategic code-red response to Google's AI advancements. This release aims to counter Google's Gemini 3 and reassert OpenAI's leadership in the AI space. The update is expected to enhance capabilities in natural language processing and machine learning, potentially setting new benchmarks for AI performance. OpenAI's rapid iteration and deployment strategies are crucial in maintaining its competitive edge, especially as rivals intensify their technology developments.
A quick pivot to Google. What are the latest legal challenges they're facing?
Google has hit a legal roadblock, as Judge Amit Mehta ruled that Google cannot force partners like Apple to distribute its Gemini AI. This decision addresses Google's monopolistic practices, mandating changes in how it operates with partners. The ruling may influence Google's strategic partnerships, compelling them to adjust their competitive strategies and potentially opening the market to more diverse AI offerings.
Switching to Meta's recent moves, what acquisition have they just made?
Meta has acquired Limitless, an AI device startup, to bolster its AI stack. This acquisition is part of Meta's broader strategy to enhance its AI capabilities and maintain a competitive edge in the tech industry. By integrating Limitless technology, Meta aims to expand its influence in AI-driven devices, aligning with their vision of immersive technology ecosystems.
In other AI news, how is Udly positioning itself in the market?
Udly, an AI startup founded by former Google employees, has tripled its valuation to over $300 million. Their focus on AI tools designed to assist rather than replace human tasks reflects a growing trend towards supportive AI technologies. This approach not only appeals to users wary of job displacement, but also aligns with broader market preferences for assistive technology solutions.
Let's wrap up with a quick hit on Broadcom's competitive landscape.
Hock Tan's transformative strategies at Broadcom have turned the company into a formidable opponent against NVIDIA. By focusing on strategic acquisitions and targeted innovations, Broadcom has carved out a significant niche in the semiconductor market, challenging NVIDIA's dominance and reshaping competitive dynamics.
That's all for this episode of Tech Pulse. Join us next time for more insights and updates on the tech world. Until then, stay ahead of the curve.